2 Timothy chapter 3, look in one verse right here, verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You can be seated tonight. Lord, we love you and we thank you for this evening that you've given us. We thank you for each dear soul that has come tonight. And Lord, we pray that you'd help the one that might be lost to be saved if they're here tonight. And Lord, we ask and pray that if somebody has a need, that need would be met. But we pray now in that for an unction from the Holy One. We pray that you'd come by and stir in our heart, but stir in these dear people's hearts and do a work that I cannot do tonight. Lord, I want you to do something that is far beyond me. And Lord, I pray folk would get help this evening. We pray tonight again for those that need help, that it would be found in you. And Lord, I pray you touch our mouth tonight and help our feeble attempt while we stand to preach. And we'll tell you again how much we love you. Please come by and stir hearts. For this in Jesus' name we do ask and do pray. Amen. And amen. When I began to study this message, I told you I was going to preach a message sometime entitled on what might have been. But I was preaching with that thought on really what I got saved from. I got saved early in life. And that's a great thing. Amen. You want your children to get saved early because they miss a whole lot and of things that they wouldn't necessarily get involved in and get messed up with. And I've thought off and on about that message, what might have been. Had I not got saved early in life? And as we look at the text, the verse here in verse 15, the Bible said in that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. How is it that Timothy knew and that the Holy Scriptures? You'll find at one time that the Apostle Paul talks about the faith that he had, that it dwelled in his grandmother and in his mother. I believe Timothy was saved early in life. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul told him, I'll let no man despise thy youth. And so he was a young preacher pastoring a church at Ephesus. And even as, I don't know how young he was, but Paul said, let no man despise thy youth. And so when I begin to look at this message and consider what I got saved from, and I'm going to deal with just a little bit of that, the Lord began to do a work in my heart. And what become more important than what I got saved from was what I got saved to. And I began to consider that and think about that because the stuff that I missed really don't matter anymore because I missed it and it ain't there no more. Now, I'm thankful for that tonight. I mean, listen, I could say I got saved when I was 14 years old. That wasn't that young, but it sure wasn't old. But I remember that when I got saved, looking back on it now, there was a definite change. Now, when you get saved, there ought to be a change in your life. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I've told you this before. Within the first week of getting saved, I was in high school. I remember, listen, I grew up in church all my life. But I didn't come to the place and realization of salvation until I was 14. And I don't know why God chose that night to get a hold of my heart, but I'm glad that He did. I'm glad God dealt with me and dealt with my heart. And at least I still remember some things about that night. But I just remember being on that back row of that Baptist church that I was raised in since I was, even before my mother brought me into this world, that's where I was going to church at. Amen. That'll preach from this morning. But listen, I remember that God, during that invitation, as He spoke to my heart, and ain't that just like the Lord? Because I sure didn't go looking for Him, but He sure enough come looking for me. And He found me there, and I remember as He knocked on my heart's door, I can still remember standing back there and talking to the Lord, and I remember admitting to myself and admitting to God that I was lost and that I needed to get saved. I remember that. And I remember bargaining with God. I remember saying, Lord, if you'll just let them sing one more verse, I'll go get saved. Boy, I can remember as they rounded into that second verse, I kept my word and God kept His. Amen. And this old boy that had been raised in church at 14 years old didn't know much about getting saved. But I knew that if I went up there and asked Him to save me, He would do that. I knew that on the promise of His word. That's all I need to do. And I listen and there become a change in my life. Now I like to listen to sinners that's been steeped in sin. You know that word steeped means to be soaked in. And I mean they're just full of sin. But they really ain't no different what I was when I got saved. Man, I was dying and going to hell just like any old vile sinner that ever was dying and going to hell. By the way, if you ain't saved, that's where you're going tonight. You need to get saved. But listen, I thought about the Saul of Tarsus in Acts chapter 9. How big of a difference that when he met the Lord Jesus Christ, that it made in his life. And I thought about Legion over there in Mark chapter 5. That when he met Christ, how much of a difference that it made in his life. But you know, when you're young and you get saved, and y'all have heard me talk about this, the difference that is made. See, that difference is made back here before you ever really get a chance to mess things up. And you get set on the right road and on the right path, and you get to go serve Him all your life. Now, I'm ashamed to tell you, listen, after I got saved at 14, but it was in my early 20s, I really began to study God's Word. And God was trying to do something in my life. But listen, it was in my late teens and in my early 20s that I set out and that for God's Word. And I'm going to tell you tonight, it made a difference in my life. When I got saved from a lot of things. I got saved from a lot of baggage that I could be carrying around today at 47 years, almost 47 years old. My wife says, don't get us no older than what we have to be. Amen. I don't turn 47 till April. And she's just 2 days behind me. And so, I'm sorry, honey, I told them how old we were. And so, listen, there's a lot of baggage. Listen, I carry some baggage with me even right now, but I don't carry near the baggage that I could be carrying tonight had I not got saved at 14 years old. There's a lot of scars that I don't have to carry because I got saved at 14 years old. You realize there's never been a day, and there's never been a day that I've been out of church. I can never remember a time in life when I didn't go to church. I've not always been right with the Lord. I can tell you that right now. But there's never been a day when I've not been faithful and that in church. And I'm glad the Lord will help you with that. Amen. If you'll just keep going, He'll show you that there's some things wrong in your life that you might need to fix. You know what? He saved me and kept me and that from having a miserable life and a broken life. There's a lot of people out there today, they got saved late in life. And they're dealing with a broken life and they're dealing with baggage and they're just dealing with all kinds of scars that is going to have to be mended up. Listen, and because He saved me early in life, I got saved from what might have been or what could have been. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I really, if you got saved early in life, you ought to be thankful to God for that. Let me talk to you mom and daddies tonight. One of the greatest things you can ever do is keep your children in church. And let me preach the gospel to them. And let these Sunday school teachers teach them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ at home. You make sure that your home is filled and that with the Lord Jesus. Brother Jeff, I think about your granddad. I think about Brother John. And he talked about getting saved. And it was his mother that helped him get saved. That's a wonderful thought that mamas and daddies get to lead their children and that to the Lord. Now, let me tell you tonight, I would love to take this Bible and show your children how to get saved. I wouldn't mind that at all. And I can remember when Lillian got saved that I remember when Christy called me on the phone and Lily wouldn't talk to me on the phone. So I said, you just hang on. I'll be there in just a little bit. And I remember it was about almost 10 o'clock at night when I got over there and I got to share the gospel with that little kid and she accepted Christ. But you know what? You know what's even better, friend? Is for you to just take this Bible and show them what it means to get saved, what the Lord Jesus done for them. You know, it's easy to get saved. It really is. Now, I don't believe in easy believism, but I do think it's easy to get saved. I think if the Lord's knocking on your heart, your children's heart, I believe if they'll just trust God to save them tonight, He'll save them. I'm glad that when I got saved from a broken life, from a miserable life, from scars and baggage that I could be carrying today. Listen, I got my own problems that I have to deal with, and there's still some things that I carry even being saved. But listen, it ain't near what it could have been had I not got saved when I got saved. I'm telling you, looking back, it's amazing what looking back will do for you. I'll get started here in a minute, but it's amazing what looking back will do when you can see the path that you were headed on. Even at the age that I was, I mean, I was standing there at a crossroads, if I could say that, at 14 years old, and I'm telling you, I was headed in the wrong direction, and but thanks be to God that He found me one night. Boy, I still love Him for that today. I hope you're saved to know Him. I'm glad when I got saved from sin, a life of sin. Never did get steeped in sin. Now, boy, I'm thankful for that tonight. Got saved from hell. Ain't you glad every one of us, when we got saved from hell? It don't matter how old or young you are, you got saved from hell. Amen. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I don't have to die and go to hell. But boy, I'm telling you, I'm glad that He's coming today, that He's coming to get me, whether by the way of the grave or whether by the rapture. I'm glad that I know that I'm going to heaven tonight. I'm thankful for that. Well, what did I get saved to? As Timothy, as he talked about recalling the unfeigned faith, he said, that is in thee. He said, Timothy, you've got the real faith. That's what unfeigned means. You know, if you feign something, that means you're pretending or faking it. But he said, this is real faith that you have. He said, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also. That's what Paul said about Timothy. And so Timothy, I believe as he gets saved early in life, and as you got saved, some of you all got saved early in life. You got some things early in life. Now I wish I had realized some of this after I got saved. Yeah, can I say tonight that I'm still learning. At 46 years old and having pastored this church for over 20 years, I'm still learning how to pray. I'll be honest with you. Your preacher's still learning how to pray. I'm still learning how to get in my closet and shut the door. See, that's the important part. Not only getting in the closet, but shutting the door. I'm still learning how to pray. I wish I'd learned how to pray when I was a lot younger. I mean, did you not pray? Oh yeah, I pray, but I'm just saying that I really wish that I would have understood, and I'll get there here in a minute, some things. But that is a great thing about growing in the Lord Jesus. You know, what was it? 1 Peter 2:2, he said, as newborn babes desire to sincere men for the word that you may grow thereby. And so when I first got saved, I was just like a newborn babe. I didn't know a whole lot. Didn't know nothing. I had to learn some things. And I still think I'm learning today. Just want to look at a few things that I got saved to and what I got when I got saved. Can I say that number one, when I got saved from a lot of things, but I got saved and got a friend. I got a friend in the Lord Jesus Christ when I got saved. Do you realize that He cared so much for me that not only was He willing to go to Calvary, not only was He willing to die for me, friend, and take my place, that He was willing to come to where I was and make Himself known unto me and that by the Holy Spirit and that of God and convict my heart. And then when I come and trust in Him by that same Holy Spirit, He give me comfort in my heart. But He become my friend. The Bible talks about in Proverbs chapter 18 that a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm glad tonight that when I got saved, I got a friend. Man, I'm telling you kids today, it seems to be such a lonely place. And that for children and for teenagers, it just seems like if they're trusting in this world tonight, that they're just so lonely and they don't have any friends. And kids can be cruel and that to each other. But I'm telling you tonight, if you are saved and you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you got a friend that is closer than a brother. You've got somebody that'll always be there tonight, no matter what. He'll always be there. I'm glad that He's always there and that to listen. I'm glad that He's always there and that to see and that the struggles that we go through. The Bible talked about in John 14 and 18 when He talked to His disciples over there. What did He say? He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. When I got saved, I got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He told us in Hebrews chapter 13, He said, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I've got a friend that I can call on anytime and He hears. Ain't you glad tonight that whether you got saved young or whether you got saved old, ain't you glad tonight that when you pray, God hears? Some of you tonight have needed to pray. Some of you tonight have needed God to hear. Some of you have been in a place had God not come and helped you where you were, you would have not made it past that place. David talks about there at one time, he said, had the Lord not come by, he said, surely I'd have died right here. I'm telling you tonight, He is a friend that is always there, and He is always watching, and He always cares, and He always listening. I mean, hey, the Bible said in Psalms 121, behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbeth nor sleepeth. I'm glad tonight that He's never sleeping and don't hear our prayers. You ever woke up in the middle of the night disturbed and bothered about something and needed to pray? And you know what? Heaven was open to listen, wasn't it? Heaven was listening. Now, I'm telling you, when I got saved at 14 years old, I don't think I realized that. But I want you young ones to understand it's being saved tonight. If you'll pray, God will listen. God will hear. God will take care. Hey, listen, I'm telling you tonight, He does care for you and me tonight. I remember my pastor used to say something. He'd say, man, when I've got a big need and there's something going on, he said, I'll ask some of these youngins around here and that to pray. He said, they've not got out in sin. They've not been doing anything wrong. He said, I believe they can get a hold of heaven. Amen. Teach your children to pray, moms and dads. Not only tell them how, not only show them in the book what the Bible says, but teach them how to pray by letting them hear you pray and watch you pray. I'm glad tonight that He's always there as my friend, and there's a time of fellowship. Can you fellowship with the Lord tonight? Do you have to? You know, when I got saved to a friend that does stick up closer than a brother, who does listen, who does talk to me, but we fellowship together. You know, the Bible talks about Enoch, that he walked with God. The Bible talks about Noah, that he walked with God. Do we walk with God tonight? How much do we fellowship in Him tonight with the Lord Jesus Christ? When I got saved, not only was I saved from a life of baggage and a life of scars that I could be carrying and care that I could be carrying, but I got saved to a friend. I got saved to somebody that listens and cares. You realize you may have a friend tonight. They may not, we'll call them a friend. They may not care so much. They may not listen so much. But I'm telling you now, when you call out to heaven, He hears and listens. And not only does He hear and listen, but He cares that you're heartbroken tonight, if you're heartbroken. He cares when you have a care upon your heart. He cares when things bothers us tonight. He really cares. That's why He said, cast all you care upon Him, for He careth for you. I'm glad the Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, loves us. I got saved to a friend, but then I got saved to somebody that would guide me and help me. You know, at 14 years old, I needed some help. Whether you got saved at 4, 14, or 40, and anywhere in between, listen, you need help. I needed help. I needed some guidance. You know, He tells us over in the book of Psalms, chapter 23, what was it they said? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, He is the one that leads us and guides us. But that shepherd done more than that besides leading and guiding. He cared for them sheep, didn't He? I mean, He wanted to protect them sheep. He wanted to make sure they were took care of. He said, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know what? He'll put me somewhere that I can feed. He'll put me somewhere that I can rest. Talking about Him being my guide and my help. When I got saved early in life, that's what I got. May not have realized all of it, but that's what I got. That's what I got. I needed some help. Didn't you need some help? Didn't you? I'm telling you, I mean, we think we get things figured out, but really we don't until He enlightens us. I'll deal with that here in a minute. But listen, when I got saved, I mean, not only did I just get Him residing on the inside, and the Holy Spirit does indwell, by the way. Amen. What did He say in John 14? But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. He said, He'll teach you these things. How does He teach us? He teaches us by the Word of God. He said in Psalms 119:105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. A lot of people, they want to make a big to-do about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost this and the Holy Ghost that. And they never talk about the Word of God. And then you got people over here that talk about the Bible this and the Bible that. But they never now want to acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is the one that takes this Word and works it into your heart and makes a difference in your life. You got to have both of them, friend. He talks about in Ephesians 1 that after you believe, you're sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. It's Him that comes and indwells on the inside. 1 Corinthians 2 said, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. How do you compare spiritual things with spiritual? And the Holy Spirit takes it and makes it known in us. Because He said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But He said this, howbeit when He, in John 16, the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide you into all truth. And that's what He does. You know, I was talking to a preacher friend of mine the other day. He said, I heard a woman say this. I know what the Bible says, but I know that God called me to preach. She's wrong. If you know what the Bible says and you're going to go opposite of what the Bible says, guess what? Then you're not listening to the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, He'll guide you in all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive, for he shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. You know, Jesus Christ magnified the Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit magnifies the Son. That's how that works. That's exactly how it works. Listen, I want you to understand something now. He's your guide and your help if you're saved. And if you don't think that you need help, you're mistaken. You're already in trouble tonight. Well, listen, we're not going through this world alone by ourselves. I'm glad when I got saved, I got somebody set up on the inside to help me and to help me understand this book that'll open this book up and let me see what it says. You know what? If you'll read it tonight, I am determined that He'll help you understand it. I'm determined to that. If you'll read it and pray and say, God, I need some help right here. Would you help me understand Scripture? I believe He'll do that. That's what I got when I got saved. I got saved to that tonight, that I got a help. I got a help. You know, when you need help, what was He saying? What was it in James chapter 1? If any man lack wisdom, he said, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him or given him. You need wisdom? He'll help you with it tonight. You know why I've made mistakes over the years? Why I've messed things up sometimes? Didn't talk to the Lord about it. You'll mess it up when you don't talk to the Lord about it. When I got saved, I got a guide and help. I got a friend. I got the church. Now listen, I was raised in church all my life, but I didn't realize how good it was. But until I got saved. I'm telling you, when I got saved, I fell in love with the church. fell in love with the preacher. I've told you all that. I wanted to go help the man mow his yard when I got saved. If y'all want kind, I got a lawnmower and a weed eater and all kinds of stuff. I'll show you how to run it. Amen. But I got the church and God's people when I got saved. I got people that were just like me. You realize that? They ain't nothing different about us. Me and you are in the same flesh. Me and you got the same. But say, preacher, you ain't got the problems I got. We got problems, friend. I'll just tell you, if you don't think so, you're a little crazy. The one preacher said, you're crazy. Amen. You're crazy. I'm telling you, I got people that had an understanding heart because they knew the Lord Jesus Christ, and they know that we have problems. They know that we've got issues. They know what Job 14:1 said when it said, man is born a woman is a few days and full of trouble. They realize we got troubles and problems. Don't you realize that about your neighbor? Well, when you realize that your neighbor has got problems, just like you got some troubles along the way, shouldn't that make you want to love on your neighbor just a little more here in this church house? Had it not been for the church along the way, I don't know what we'd done. Man, I love the church tonight. I love the church. I preached on the church this morning and how much you ought to love the church and take part in the church. But the church, he said in 1 Corinthians 12, whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. He said, we're all of the same mind right here. You suffer. If you're suffering, then we ought to suffer with you. If you're rejoicing, then we get to rejoice with you. People just like me that were saved and wanted to go to church and wanted to worship. I wanted to worship. I wanted to come to church and see what God... Now, this is going to sound a little selfish, but I wanted to see what He could do for me. I'm just being honest tonight. I mean, I wanted to come and see what the Lord was going to do in the midst of the service and see what could happen and see the change that could take place in somebody or that He could come by and He could stir in my heart. I always love it when He comes by and squeezes on my heart, and that I know He's there. I always love it when He answers my prayers because I know He was listening and that He heard. But what are you going to do if He don't squeeze on your heart for a little bit? Or those prayers that you're praying, they ain't getting answered right away. Are you going to quit? Are you going to quit church? Are you going to quit serving God? You know what I've learned out of this book? I just keep going. I just keep going. I just keep doing. Why? Because that's what I've got saved to. I know that I need to be in church. I know this is where the place is that I can learn of Him. You know, he told Timothy, Paul did, he said, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Ain't that what church is? We're just trying to teach others about the Lord Jesus Christ and what He can do for you and what He can do in your life and do in your home, how He can fix your home. Man, I've seen that happen. I've got a friend of mine and he was on drugs and he knew he needed to do something. And so he just went and checked himself into a men's home at a church. And he knew that they could help him out. It was a drug rehab place, but it was at a church. That's always a good place to have one of them, ain't it? Now see, in the process of all that, of him being on drugs, he had lost his wife. And she had took their little boy. Little girl. Might have been a little girl. Little boy, little girl. It's one or the other. It can only be one or the other. I mean, hey, I got 50. Chance of getting it right. She took their child. Let's say that. But you know, he got to, in that drug rehab home for men, he got to go into church. And they got to preaching about Jesus. Whew. See, I got saved out of that. See, that could have been you. Could have been me. That's what I'm not carrying with me today. I'm not carrying that. I'm not carrying a life of drugs and where I lived in a busted home because what I done busted my home up. But you know what God done? He got saved in that men's home. And God put that house back together. Him and her got remarried. And then had another child. And they still together right now. Boy, ain't you glad what God can do? That He can put homes back together. I'm telling you, you know why that happened? You know why that happened? Because of the church. I didn't mention this morning. But I was saying that, you know, it's because of the church that I got saved. Somebody in the church prayed. Somebody in the church told me about Christ Jesus the Lord. And if you didn't get saved because the way that I did, and we all come to Christ the same way, I understand that, but our testimonies are different. But if you picked up a tract and read it, or somebody on the job witnessed to you, I'll guarantee you they were part of the church. And that's why you got saved. But I got a church when I got saved. A place to come and worship. And meet with Him. I talked about this morning. It's a place of sanctuary. Remember, I told you this may be the most peace that some people get through the week when they come to church. It's a sanctuary. You know what's called? You know what's called a sanctuary? It's a place of rest. You if you're saved, you ought to be able to come in here and sit down and rest. You ought to be able to do that. Now, if you ain't serving God, you shouldn't be able to rest. If you ain't saved, you should. You know, He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So if you need to come and get saved, you come and get saved, and you'll find rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For the child of God, you really won't find rest until you take His yoke upon you. And then you'll find rest for your soul. But you know, I got saved. I got to church when I got saved. But last of all, I got peace and joy and rest in my heart. There's so many people out here running around, tore up about what's going on in the world. They're just so messed up and tore up, and their anxiety is off the charts. And I know as Christians that, friend, even we deal with some of that sometimes. I understand that. I know that. I'm not making fun of that or making light of that. But I'm telling you, this world out here ain't got nobody to run to. But we do. And we found peace and joy and rest when we got saved. Jesus told His disciples in John 14, He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. And then He said this, He said, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. The world will give you peace, but it won't last. And it'll give you peace for a short time, but boy, when Jesus gives you peace, it'll last. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm going to be ashamed of some things at the judgment seat of Christ, but I do not have to worry about the great white throne judgment. I can pillow my head tonight and not worry about dying and going to hell. I don't have to worry about that. That's been took care of. Jesus took my punishment at Calvary so that I could get saved. And I thank Him for that. But you know, no matter what happens in this world, no matter what happens, there is a peace. So we sing that, you know what? Well, there's a deep, settled peace abiding in my soul. Is there a deep, settled peace in there tonight? Boy, I'm telling you now, when I got saved at 14 years old, I didn't really realize everything that I was getting. All I wanted to do was get saved, escape hell, and just know, get that peace that I needed. That's what I wanted. I didn't realize everything else that I was getting, and I just barely scratched the surface of it tonight. But He told Timothy, He said in that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. If I wasn't saved, I'd get saved tonight. I'd want to get saved. I'd want to know I was saved. Because I'm going to tell you, Jesus is soon to come. Moms and daddies, you tell your children about Jesus so that they'll get saved early in life.
And then they'll have that peace and joy. They'll have the church, the love of the church, and joy of church. I can still remember, Brother Marvin, that man, I used to hate to go to church. But boy, after I got saved, it all changed. And I loved it. I fell in love with it. Let's bow our heads tonight.